bite at a time. Yeah, we got some unfortunate breaking news right now. The Kansas City Chiefs were having their victory Super Bowl parade in Kansas City, I assume. And we had some kind of a major shooting incident in the parade crowd. And it says breaking news, shots were fired near the Super Bowl parade. I think there's multiple injured, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know of any deaths, but all I know is that I think the parade came to a quick end, which is just a crying shame. It shouldn't have to be that way. But anyway, Kansas City police are currently swarming the scene, and I'll let you know more as I hear more. Man, got a bunch of text messages already. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Oh, Trina from Elkmont squared us away. That camo was from the Geico commercial. That's what it was. It was Geico. Okay. I could not remember the product or service that was being sold. I mean, the camel just stands out to me. That's what, I mean, I don't even care what the product was anymore. I just love the camel.
I've never heard it. It must have been like one of the first Geico commercials.
Oh, dude, it's epic. It was after Caveman and before Lizard, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Early 2000s.
I reckon, yeah. Let's see what we got here. Chef Ben from Aniana says, Happy Valentine's Day to you guys. I'm tuned in while cooking crab cakes, lamb, and lava cakes to a sold-out crowd at the Mariella Winery in Hoax Bluff. Man, I tell you what, I have had Chef's Ben food before, and I was at the Mariella Winery when I did. Yeah, brother, I'm a little jealous, just to be honest, that I did not think to get a reservation at the Mariella Winery. But that's an amazing place, right out here in Hoax Bluff. Hoax Bluff in Etowah County, beautiful place. What else we got? Nick from Altoona is in there, and thank you, Nick. Yeah, we had a couple listeners let us know that one of our Birmingham affiliate stations had some crackling and popping and static in the transmission. Don't know why, but we have alerted the tech engineer, and they'll hopefully have that resolved. Allie from Athens on the monologue, such a good reminder of the peace that passes understanding, said I needed to hear this today. Thank you, my friend. I think I was preaching to myself when I wrote it. John from Harvest says, Phil, love the monologue and the Psalms reference. Good way to say that it's helpful to remember that in times like these, there have always been times like these. Trust the Lord and do the right thing. I hope you have a rewarding Lenten season. Thank you, my brother. Ash Wednesday to you. John from Huntsville says, Phil, nice monologue. And because today is Valentine's Day and I'm single, I plan on buying myself a box of chocolates and eating the whole box. Just wondering, do you have any advice on what the best brand of box chocolates is? By the way, I just wanted to note that Big Rig was yesterday's winner with a supersized A triple plus. Nice.
Appreciate that.
We looked for that.
I don't know the best box of chocolates, but for me personally, I think Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, yeah. Ferrero Rocher or something. Yeah. Yeah,
those are the best.
Which really sounds like the name of an Italian sports car.
Yeah,
but
it does.
Nonetheless.
Sort of.
I think, all right, so I know what my wife's going to say. She's going to say that the best box of candy is Russell Stover's. And that's because of her growing up. There was Russell Stover candies, you know, in the box sets. And then I like those, but you know, if I had to also pick, I have memories of being a kid, and it was Whitman Sampler. Whitman Sampler was, my grandparents always had a box of, I mean, like all year round, had a box of Whitman Sampler on the coffee table in the den. It was just good memories. Ken from Harvest, as we wrap this up, says, one of the Old Testament prophets looked at the chaos in his world and asked God what he was doing. God's response was, if I told you, you would not believe it. So what's this world coming to? It's coming to Jesus. God's in control. Yes, he is. Two more, and then we'll take a break. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I can sleep anywhere. Back when I was a young man working in the coal mines, I was assigned to pumping water out of the pit. All I had to do was make sure the water pump didn't run out of fuel, and I climbed up on a 475 Komatsu dozer that the guy was ripping coal. Got in that warm cab and slept for about an hour. Nice. Nice. Brian from Huntsville also said, interesting fact, only the fifth time since 1900 that Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day are on the same day. Wow. So happy Ash Valentine's Day, I guess, or happy Valentine's Day, or anyway, blessings upon your day. And oh, by the way, don't forget to give up Valentine candy for Lent. I don't know. What do we do with that? All said and done. It's Valentine's and it's Ash Wednesday. All right, hey, we are going to take a break right now. Coming right back, we should have Congressman Gary Palmer on the phone. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
we don't need, okay?
Well,
it's Valentine's Day. We all need love. I got married on Valentine's Day. I've been 37 years with my beautiful wife. And you know what? Your loved one needs to be shown love. It's not just a one day all the time, but just at least that one day. You know, guys, check your machoism, hang them up in the closet, you know, and be nice and love, okay? And the kids, you know, buy little heart candy with little logos on. I used to love that when I was a kid. Get your kid one of those and tell them you love them, okay? So we need all that. But what we don't need is a bunch of crazy people, inconsiderate, all about themselves. And I'm speaking of the Waste Management Golf Tournament last weekend. Guy runs out of the audience, does a snow angel in the bunker. If I was them, I'd have took the backhoe and filled it in. I would have buried the dude. All right? So here's the other thing. And you know, it's the fish rots from the head down, my friend. And they get all these ideas from our politicians. Our politicians are immature and they're acting like selfish babies, all right? And they got to get over that crap, because what happens, all these people want to copy that. And that's why our world, our country, and everything involved in that is falling apart. It's like the Roman Empire. Phil, these are all the signs, man. We all need to dust off that book that's in the shelf, starts with a B, dust it off, and start reading it or live like that, because that's why it was written, okay? There's the problem. We all need to check ourselves and do the right thing. And I apologize for not calling that much, but I get kind of politics to me makes me sick, to be honest with you. Not your show, but politicians are thugs. Not all, but they are.
Well, and by the way, I'm going to spread a little love and tell you, by the way, I have also been married to my sweet wife for 37 years. So good on you, man. Congratulations. Oh,
well. Well, we got married. Do we get married at the same the chapel in Vegas?
No. No.
Hey, real quick story. Real quick story.
Hey, we got 10 seconds, brother. 10 seconds.
All right, 10 seconds. I bought a pair of panties, nasty panties. I stuck them in my shirt when I got married. And then when I went to pull the garter, I pulled the panties out.
You're a mess, but we love you, Wolverine Dan. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
See ya.
All right, we are taking a break. We are coming right back. I'm saying, number one, Triple Dipper, taking action. I'll tell you all about it. Y'all stay tuned.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. And by the way, the breaking news that I told you about with the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, we're hearing now upwards of 10 victims. Don't know if there's deaths, just know that the shooting took place in the midst of the crowded area around the parade, and we have at least 10 victims right now that we know of. Both Fox and CNN are live on screen right now talking it through and interviewing locals who were there. So anyway, we'll keep you posted. What a messed up situation. I got a few text messages I got to get to. So, yes, we have had that static going on our Birmingham affiliates, and they are working the issue. In fact, if you're hearing it now, go ahead and text me and let me know on the text line, 833-687-4448. But Alan from ARAB, remembering that story we had yesterday about the station over in Jasper, they had their 200-foot radio tower just stolen.
Yeah.
He's saying, y'all need to look out back, make sure that guy didn't steal y'all's radio antenna. That's not the deal, man. That is not the deal. Jeff from Indiana says, I don't know what Wolverine Dan's on, but I'd like to have some of it. Gary from Decatur, if I was in the Senate, I would address the full chamber holding up my cell phone and play videos of Mayorkas testifying to Congress that the border is secure, and then show Biden at the press conference saying the border isn't secure because of the MAGA Republicans, and then ask him, who's lying? Great point, Gary. I get it. So Donna from Coleman is taking issue with Congressman Palmer. Palmer says, I take no pride in this. Well, Palmer didn't mind wasting time when he and the House GOP should have been doing something more constructive. They are a disgrace. So you're of the mind they should be doing what, Donna? I mean, like, just saying, hey, you can lie to Congress and we won't say anything, and you can do a really horrible job and let millions of people stream across our border and we just won't do anything. And I'm not sure where you're going, Donna, but obviously they can walk and chew gum at the same time, and I think they did the right thing. Mark from Tony says, Paul Ryan, referring back to the conversation with Congressman Palmer, Paul Ryan was a rhino big time, just like Graham and Mitch and all the guys that stand behind Mitch when he's at the podium talking. All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to go into a little more of this dipper. So here's the thing. Take an action is what I'm talking about. Last night, the vote to impeach Mayorkas. What does that mean? How does this work? I can tell you that impeachment is a process. It is no fooling. It is not something you do willy-nilly. It is just short of being criminal, but yet it has the same level of gravity. In the practice of law, we have both civil and criminal courts, right? In the criminal side, you have a grand jury. The grand jury can hear the evidence and weigh the evidence and decide whether or not to refer for charges. And then the prosecution can bring the charges, and then there's a trial before a jury, potentially. And all that to say, there's also this whole other legal tribunal that the world doesn't see very often called impeachment. And that's done through a legislative body. And when I was in the state Senate, we had the awful situation going on with Governor Robert Bentley. And I won't rehash all of Robert Bentley's problems, but he was going through it. And his personal issues spilled over into his professional life. And it got ugly. And it got to the point that there were calls to impeach. And, I'll be honest with you, things that people like Bill Clinton did and got away with it, we were not sitting still on it in the Alabama legislature. And some folks look at it and go, it was a mess. And you know what it really was? It was Republicans cleaning up their own house is what it was. So the way that situation began to develop, I was literally in the state Senate one day, and I had done some checking as a senator, B, a lawyer. And I went to the pro tem, who was Del Marsh at the time, the Senate pro tem. And I said, hey, Del, I don't know if you know this or not. This has never been done before. If the House sends us articles of impeachment, there is no procedure for how we handle it. And he looked at me and he goes, what do you mean no procedure? I said, I mean, there's nothing on the books. There's literally nothing in terms of how this gets handled. And, of course, sometimes when you say stuff, guess what? That means you volunteered. So he looked at me and goes, well, then you're in charge of figuring this out. And I went, holy crap. So I asked for a bipartisan committee because I felt like it needed to be something that was not just going to wind up being a Republican thing. So I had two Democrats, myself and one other Republican, and the four of us held public meetings for the next several months. And we listened to what other states had done. We pulled the codes and the legislation from other states. We took witness testimony and had consultants. And then I drafted and the rest of the group approved what we would have as a procedural process for impeachment in the Alabama State Senate. And that is now the record. I mean, I actually went to the podium, presented the standards for impeachment before the body. It was brought before the body as a recommendation for adoption. It was adoption and became a part of the permanent record. I assume that if we ever get to that point again, the document that I drafted is going to be what's used to impeach. Here's the way this works, though. We were doing that because the Senate didn't have its procedures down, but the House did. The House already had something on record. They knew what to do next. And the way it works at both the D.C. level and the state level is roughly the same. The House of Representatives acts like a grand jury in a sense. They hear the evidence, they weigh it out, and then they vote as a body. And that vote, in this case, was a simple majority. If a simple majority agrees that impeachment is required, then they vote for impeachment, but it doesn't stop there. You have now been impeached, per se, but you cannot be punished until you've been tried by the Senate. And so now what's going to wind up happening up in D.C., and what almost happened in Montgomery when I was there, is the House, having now voted and approved by a simple majority, will now refer the articles of impeachment, they call it, over to the Senate. And unfortunately, Schumer's in charge. All right. Does he have options? It depends on who you talk to. Because right now, the matter before the body is that he has been impeached by the House. The articles have been referred. You have no choice but to receive them. They are there. Now, what's he going to do with this? Well, there are some that say that there are actually more options available than what you might believe. There are some who believe that you have no choice now but to conduct a trial in the Senate. Doesn't matter who's in charge. Doesn't matter whether you agree. Just that we have no choice but to see a trial. However, there are others who believe that what they could very easily do is vote on a rule change that allows for them to choose to accept or deny, one option, or allow them to, you know, take it up and proceed to a, you know, a much smaller scale review of some type. And then there are others who believe that that trial, that once you weigh the evidence and allow the witnesses, allow the defendant to even speak for himself, which is Mayorkas, that you can actually then have to take a vote. And if you get a two-thirds vote, he has to be removed from office at that point. I don't think that's going to happen. Truthfully, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, we're dealing with Chuck Schumer, right? Chuck Schumer could care less about a Democrat breaking the law or violating his oath of office. Chuck Schumer could care less about whether a Democrat even shows up for work, much less did something wrong while he was at work. So what I really suspect is going to happen is he's going to take one of those other loophole options. He's going to make a show out of it, and he's going to shovel this thing aside, and he's going to do it pretty quick. So that's what I expect. That's what we're going to wind up seeing. But yeah, there's an amazing amount of gravity, I guess I should say again, like I said with Congressman Palmer a minute ago, amazing amount of gravity attached to this. Y'all, this is big, hairy doings. Two times in the entire history of the United States has a cabinet member been impeached. Two, and one of them happened last night. The last one happened back in 1876. That's how serious this is. This is no small thing. This is a massive undertaking. And the fact that the speaker, and I don't like the timing either. I wish it was done last year. Could we have gotten rid of him? Doubtful. I'm not sure we would have had the votes. Remember, we didn't even have the majority to take a vote like this at all because Pelosi wasn't going to do it. So it didn't happen until this past year. But dang, the fact that it happened, Alejandro Mayorkas will always have an asterisk by his name. He'll always be the former secretary. I get it. But anybody who cares to pay attention will know that we are looking at a secretary who was just impeached. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back and I'll put a lid on this one, take a few text messages, and don't forget, bottom of the hour, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville calling in. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Ha ha.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to say, as you're listening during the break and you hear ads playing, just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business, y'all. We are a standalone entity unto ourselves. When you hear us playing on the various radio stations you might be hearing it live on, just know this, we own our show. We send them the show. And the way we sustain our business side of Right Side is through, in part, selling advertising. So if you're interested in advertising with Right Side Radio, I'll be honest with you, you might want to, because think about it. Our stations combined tell us we're talking to well over 30,000 people a week. And when you think about the fact that they're all Right Side ruffians and you're a Right Side ruffian and you got goods and services of your own, you want to sell them, they might want to buy for you before they buy for somebody else. But the way this works is you don't call the station to ask about advertising. You contact us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and we will get back on it. Lauren will call you ASAP. So we'd love to get you on the team. Advertise on Right Side. Go to rightsideradio.org. Wrapping up this thing on impeachment, I'll just tell you a couple more things. Just factoids you might want to know. I mentioned that it's kind of remains to be seen what's going to happen when Schumer gets hold of the articles referring of the articles of impeachment. Story here on CBS News talks about the fact that it remains to be seen how Schumer will handle it. It says that precedent dictates that the chamber will have to move quickly to a trial, but what that looks like and what the Constitution demands have been a subject of debate. And then he goes on to say, the Senate rules suggest that once the chamber receives the articles of impeachment from the House, that they must schedule a trial to begin the following day. But an expert went on to explain that a majority, though, could also vote to, quote, reinterpret the rules. That opens up like a whole bunch of other things, like, you know, a speedier solution or delaying or even dismissing the impeachment. It remains to see what they're going to do. Schumer said that they will receive it and start when they return from the pending recess on February 26th. So more to come on that. Just so you know, too, this is how serious this is. In the history of the United States, impeachment has only occurred 60 times. 60. Of those 60, only 21 of the proceedings actually resulted in a vote in the House for impeachment. So you're at that point, you're only one-third actually got the vote that it got last night. And of those, only 8 resulted in the Senate actually confirming the impeachment and removing the person from office. All 8 of those were federal judges. There have been presidents, of course, Andrew Johnson, 1868, William Jefferson Clinton, 1998, Donald Trump, 2019 and 21 under the Pelosi regime. But so far, there have been no presidents that have been impeached and then convicted in the Senate. They were all acquitted. President Nixon was under impeachment proceedings, but he chose to resign. So this is how serious and how rare it is. And like I said earlier, only one other cabinet official has ever been impeached in the history of the United States, and that was in 1876. All right, a couple things here real quick. I want to change gears on that breaking news we talked about. Fox News reporting that multiple people have been shot at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade. Police say there were 2 armed individuals that are taken into custody. David from Athens texted in, says, Phil, Fox News reports 1 dead, multiple wounded, and 2 armed people in custody. More updates to come. It's a horrible thing. David, thanks for the heads up. And then Jeff from Indiana just texted in on the impeachment thing. He says, Phil, the trouble with impeachment in this case is you're charged by your opponents in the trial, and the jury is not your peers. It's a jury of brothers. That's exactly right. That's where we are, but that's the system, man. We got to go with what's there. They can't wait until the majority changes because then it would be really suspect. More on that. All right, listen, we're going to be talking with Senator Tommy Tuberville here momentarily and getting some updates from him. The Senate has been something else lately. So we just had 22, I believe it is, Republicans that defected and joined Schumer to pass a spending bill, massive spending bill, what, $95 billion? I'm going from memory. Massive spending bill. The majority of it goes to Ukraine. Then some goes to Israel, and some even goes to Taiwan. Billions of dollars. None for the southern border. None. What the heck, man? How hard is this to figure out? Well, so we're in this situation right now where we've got, you know, Schumer and McConnell, they are in some ways like a uniparty. It is unbelievable. I don't know what it's going to take to get new leadership in the Senate. And I understand that seniority does mean something. I understand that. I know how this works. Seniority is how you get chairmanship, and seniority is how you gain clout, and you get an experience, and you develop those relationships that are longstanding, and you can work with people. I get it. But at some point, it becomes entrenched, and it becomes its own version of impediment. And what we're watching right now with McConnell allegedly leading the Republicans, it's nauseating. And it's time for this McProblem to be, you know, dealt with. I don't know how much longer he's going to be in office anyway. I mean, he's in his 80s as well. What is it with, and granted, you know what, I understand having a passion for what you do. I doubt very seriously that I'm going to retire anytime soon. I'll probably always be doing something. But you know what? I plan to enjoy my grandkids. I plan to enjoy my golden years with Charlene. Do these guys not have a family? Do they not have a life? I mean, at some point, do they not have... I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she's what, 83? She lives in California? Does she not want to see her family once in a while? What the heck? Anyway, we're in the position right now. We're getting something done. It's a little dicey. Narrow majority right now in the House. But the Democrats have a narrow majority in the Senate. I don't know what it's going to take. But I hope that what we see is the ability of conservatives in the Senate to do like they did in the House and to basically call for new leadership and to make a change. It's time, y'all. It's beyond time. And we need it. All right, coming right back, somebody who's been making waves and doing it in a good way, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. He will be on the air with us here momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower up in here. Got a texter and no name, no location, but it's a 205 area code, so I assume they're part of our Birmingham audience. It says, been trying to listen to the show today, but the radio station had so much static I couldn't listen. I want to hear what Tommy Tuberville had to say. Okay, so by the way, it's not coming out of Right Side. It's coming out of our Birmingham affiliate. It's having some technical challenges, and they're working on it. We've already been in touch with our technician down there at 101.1 FM. So I assume that's where this listener was hearing it. But let me just remind you guys, you're not bound to one station or one means by which you can hear the show. I mean, we're all over the place. So the way this works is you may be listening to us on 101.1 out of Birmingham. And if you're driving to Huntsville, at some point you might want to switch over to 92.5 FM up there. You've also got 770 AM and 850 AM that are separate from the FMs you can listen to it on. And then, oh, by the way, a lot of folks just listen to it online. I mean, Charlene listens to us online all the time.
We've got YouTube, Twitch, X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah.
And Rumble.
And Rumble.
Yeah, so all of that's online. And
you audio can, and video.
Yeah, audio and video.
Yeah. Yeah, outstanding. Yeah. Yeah, Big Rig puts it out there where you can get it. I mean, it's down on the bottom shelf where the kids can get the cookies. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody, you can find us. If you're having trouble with one station, you are not bound to just one station. Several text messages in the hopper. Butters texted in. He heard me say earlier about the fact that this was like the first impeachment of its kind since 1876. He just texted. He said, "I told you were going to say for the first time, or this is so rare a lot this year." Okay, you were right, but anyway. Hope to see Butters perhaps tomorrow. Thursday's when we usually do Butters and Lee. I got to check in to make sure they're both up, but I'm hoping so. John C. from Madison said, if I remember right, Senator McConnell has ties to Chinese shipping. He steps down, he'll no longer have that sweet deal that he gets now for the Chinese. Maybe wrong. John C., I mean, I think that's a pretty broad statement. I don't like McConnell's policy. I don't think he's a good leader. I think he's tepid. But I'm not sitting here saying he's taking money from the Chinese. So anyway, you better have some proof before you start saying stuff like that. Thomas from Athens says, Brett Baer last night suggested that the House amend the Senate foreign aid bill with all the language contained in H.R. 2. Yeah, that would be awesome. So H.R. 2, if you're not familiar, is a true border security bill that was passed by the House, 6-8 months ago, and the Senate won't even take it up. Schumer is ignoring it. And yet they had the so-called border security bill that, you know, was basically a spending spree with everything but our border. That would be Thomas from Athens, great text. It'd be interesting to watch. Ken from Renlap talking about the signal out of Blount County. Yep, Ken, go ahead and switch over to 92.5 or listen to it online, brother. Just Google Right Side Radio, and you're going to find us. We are out there in lots of places. Devin from Brownsboro says, how many followers are y'all up to now? It depends, man. We just crossed over 200,000 in our downloads on the podcast. We got, you know, tens of thousands of listeners, like well over 30,000 with all our radio stations. And I don't even know what we're doing online right now, but we also anticipate growing that, just so you know. And then Chef Ben from Montana says, Big Rig is on the big right. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chef Ben. Giving a shout out.
Where did Chef Ben say he was at?
Oneonta.
Oneonta.
But he was doing a gig tonight at Mariella Winery in Hoax Bluff.
Okay.
And I have been to some events there, and I've been to some events there where Chef Ben was the catering cook.
Is he like a traveling chef?
Apparently.
Like food truck kind of thing?
Not, I don't know about per se food truck, no, but he's a true chef. He's a culinary trained. He's an awesome chef. I know he's done work in Mentone. I know he's in Oneonta, and I've had his gourmet catering, which is, by the way, he said he's cooking crab cakes, lamb, and lava cakes.
Nice.
Wow. Probably with a wine pairing since they're going to be at Mariella Winery.
Well, hopefully I get to eat some of his food one day.
Let's make that happen. Chef Ben, we're in, just so you know. All right, coming up here in just a minute, it's time for the Grand Council. Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson chiming in, as always. And I just got news out of Montgomery that the House Tourism Committee voted out that heinous gambling bill. Voted out of committee on a voice vote. You know what a voice vote is? That's a cheap way out. That's like saying, I don't want my name on a roll call list. Just do a voice vote, and that way the guy in charge can go, I think it was an I. Yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.